To tell you the how we receive all this past, present, future happiness and liberation and enlightenment, every single happiness we receive by their kindness. So I need to explain the logic behind, you see. So now, so like this. That every, you see, all the happiness come from, you see, your say virtuous action, your virtuous thought, see. Every single happiness, whether temporary happiness, ultimate happiness, enlightenment, everything comes from your mind, your virtuous thought, okay? And the virtuous action. So your virtuous thought, you see, the action is action of Buddha. There are two action of Buddha. One is within us sentient beings, one is possessed by Buddha, Buddha's himself. So now, so once on, you see, the good karma, the virtuous thought, virtuous action, this. So this good karma, this came from Buddha. So this is Buddha's action, so it came from Buddha. So Buddha came from Bodhisattva. And Bodhisattva came from, you see, Bodhicitta. Bodhicitta came from great compassion. Great compassion is generated you see, by depending on the existence of obscured, suffering, sentient beings. So, you see, the great compassion is generated by depending on the kindness of each and every single, there are numberless obscured, suffering, sentient beings. So, the great compassion is generated by depending on each and every single the obscure suffering sentient beings. So therefore, now you can see, every one of us, all the past happiness we experienced from beginning to the birth, present, all the future happiness, and the ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, full enlightenment, everything we receive by kindness of each and every single obscured suffering sentient beings. So therefore, we receive every one of us here, all our past, present, future happiness, we receive up to enlightenment. Every is a realization, everything is a realization path. Everything we receive by kindness of each and every single of these creatures, you see, each chicken or each fish or whatever, from each of them, we receive. So you can see now, they are the most precious, most kind one in our life. Root of our happiness.
然后呢，再就是呢，我就是要告诉大家呢，就是为什么我们的这个过去、现在、未来哈，三世一切这个安乐的来源，以及呢，我们这个解脱跟成佛的这个成就的来源呢，都是来自于众生呢。这个是有背后的这个逻辑所在的哈。然后这是为什么呢？因为呢，安乐要来自于我们的善业，来自于善念。 那每一个呢，不论是暂时的，或者是就近的这个安乐呢，都是要来自这个善业善念。那所谓的善业善念呢，有两种，一种呢，这个善业呢是来自于众生，一种是来自于佛陀自己哈，佛陀本身。所以呢，就是如果呢自己的这个 能够有累积这个善业，然后发起这个善念的话，这一切呢都是来自于佛陀的。那佛陀是来自什么呢？佛是来自菩萨，菩萨呢又来自于菩提心，菩提心又来自于大悲心，所以呢这大悲心要如何升起呢？这是要依赖呢所有的就是呢存在的这些，就是受到这个烦恼的障碍，然后以及在受苦的这个每一位这样子的受到烦恼的障碍以及受苦的这个众生。那由于呢这个每一位呢受到烦恼的障碍，然后再受各种不同苦的众生的存在，所以大悲心才能够升起。所以呢我们无始以来呢到现在，这个过去现在未来三世的一切，不论是暂时的或者是就近的解脱成佛的这个安乐，都来自于哪里呢？来自于每一位受到这个烦恼障碍呢的一切这个受苦的这些众生，这些友情呢。所以呢我们在座的每一位，我们过去现在未来三世的一切安乐的来源，以及我们将要成就这个解脱跟成佛的这个来源，都是来自于我们今天要放生的每一条鱼每一只鸡，来自于呢他们的这个恩惠，所以我们才能够承办这些安乐。所以呢这一切众生对我们来说呢真的是最珍贵最慈爱最具恩惠的，而且呢它是我们的安乐的根本。
So I would like to everyone to meditate little in this what I've just described, all your numberless past happiness from beginning to rebirth, sometimes rebirth received from the so received from all the sentient beings. So therefore they came from them, these sentient beings that were liberating. And then all the present happiness received from, by their kindness. Then all the future happiness, all the future samsara happiness received by their kindness. Then on top of that, the ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara received, see that you will achieve in the future, came from, the advantage of their kindness has received by their kindness. Then great liberation enlightenment one has to receive. What we will attain, that comes from them, by their kindness. So we reflect, you know, we meditate on this, reflect how they're so precious, so kind, just 1 minute, just like that.
那接下来呢就是仁波切呢就是希望呢在座的每一位，就是呢大家呢就是静下心来，就是禅修一下，就是我们每一个人呢，就是无始以来呢到今天呢，你所获得的一切这个安乐哈，都是来自于众生的恩惠，尤其是我们今天要放生的每一条生命的这些众生的恩惠哈，就是我们过去到现在呢所有的一切安乐都是来自于他们，将来呢未来世的安乐呢也是来自于他们，以及呢将来我们要成就解脱整个这个轮回的这个成就安乐也是要来自于他们，以及呢将来要成就成佛的这个大解脱的这个安乐也是要来自于呢所以我们今天要来自于一切众生，尤其是我们今天要放生的每一条生命的恩惠。所以呢我们就是现在呢静下心来，就是去思维去禅修，就是或去了解到，就是说为什么呢他们对我们来讲呢是最珍贵而且是具有这个最具恩惠的。
Now we extend this kindness of others to all the sentient beings then. to all the sentient beings, numberless hell beings, numberless hungry ghosts, animals, human beings, sura, asura, intermediate state, to everyone. we receive all the past, present, future, past happiness, present, future happiness, we receive from them. And then liberation from samsara, fully enlightenment, all.Receive by their kindness, everyone is so precious. Now, including the person whom you hate, who hate you, who criticize you, who is angry to you, who harm you. So, then especially including that, remember that person in the heart, in your heart. And so especially think that from that person I see all the numberless past happiness from him or her, and all the present happiness from him or her, all the future happiness, you see, from this person, and then I receive all liberation from samsara, the ultimate happiness, you see, that, you know, this everlasting happiness I receive from by her, his kind, you know, by this person's kindness, then enlightenment, you see, the peerless happiness I receive by kindness of this person. So this person's most precious, most kind one in my life. So now here you have total, you have total positive view of this person in your life. You see, now here, you see, before you have a negative look, negative label. You put negative label to this person, and you see negative appearance, and you see, you look at this person negative. You see. That because what this person, you know, what this person is angry to me, you see, just relating to this life, now, you see, in this life, now what the person did to me, you see, angry or bad treat me, disrespect me, criticize me, you see, related to present situation, this life, you see. So then, then our mind interpret negative, you see, that's bad, you know, because what the person does, you see, it harms, you see, because it harms to your attachment, you know, to your ego, self-cherishing thought. So then you, because you, why you think it's bad, the person angry to you, criticize you, bad to you, why you think it's bad, because that time, you see, your friend of your attachment, your friend of ego, self-cherishing thought, you see. So while your friend of attachment and ego, self-cherishing thought, then you see what this person having anger to you, disrespect, criticize, I think, then bad. But it hurts the ego. It hurts your self-cherishing, it hurts your attachment. So then, because you are not against him, you are a friend with him. So then you see, like you are joining with a party, you see, who thinks those other groups are bad, you see, similar. So when you be a friend of them, so same, you do the same thing, you see, like other person. So here, so by yourself being friend of attachment and the self-cherishing, then because what the person does, it hurt the attachment, self-cherishing thought, you see. So then you see, think bad, you see. Interpret bad, put a negative label, then appear negative, bad, then you see it's bad, you see. So like that, or enemy, you see, like that. So that's the according view of attachment and self-cherishing thought. That's, you see, that's not... so if you're a friend with the bodhicitta, you know, they say, thought cherishing other sentient beings, if you're a friend of compassion, you see, if you're a friend of contentment, you see, opposite attachment, you see, letting go, you see, attachment, you see, renunciation. So if you're with this pure mind, you see, if you're a friend with them, they wouldn't label, you see, in their point of view, this is not enemy. This is not enemy. You see, they don't label, this is negative, bad, you know, you see. So you don't see, so there's no negative label, so you don't see this is the enemy, the bad. So you don't see it that way. So you see, in the view of wisdom, seeing emptiness, you see, in the view of wisdom, you don't see that. You don't see this enemy, bad, you see. So in the view of your positive mind, you don't see this is bad, enemy, you see. Only in the view of attachment, you know, self-ego, self-change, don't you see the bad. So therefore, before, you see, like that, you know, what this person doing, angry, you know. So now, whatever the person does now, then, you see, if the person is helping you or something is good, and then criticizing or angry to you, bad, you see. So then, especially if I follow the attachment and subjection, okay? So now here, skies of reason, you see. All the past happiness I receive from him, from this person, all the present, all the future happiness, all the future samsara happiness I receive from this person. Now, I told that then, the even more important, more even more precious liberation from samsara, the even more precious, the full enlightenment I receive from this person. So this, now you see, the kindest person, like sky. So now here, you see, only the most positive, pure, like that.
那接下来呢，我们将这个在念众生恩，从我们要放生的这些众生呢，再把它这是延展，伸展到这个一切众生的这个恩惠，就是我们呢，把这个念观这个众生恩呢，延伸到每一个地狱道的众生，每一个恶鬼道的众生，每一个畜生道的众生，延伸到每一个人道的众生，延伸到每一个阿修罗道天道的众生，以及延伸到每一个中阴身的众生呢，他们呢，每一个众生都是我们过去、现在、未来三世的一切安乐的来源。也是我们要成就一切这个解脱成佛的这些究竟的这个安乐成就的来源。所以呢，每一位众生呢，都是这么的珍贵的啊，包括就是你恨他，或者是他恨你的这些众生，就是那些伤害你、那些批评你、毁谤你、对你起嗔恨心、伤害你的这些众生啊，你特别要将他呢放在你的心中，然后去思维呢，这个恨你或者是你恨他的这个众生呢，他是呢我过去、现在、未来三世一切安乐的来源，也是我要成就这个解脱哈，这种究竟的永久的这种安乐的来源，以及呢更珍贵的呢，就是呢也是我要得到这个成佛成就的这个来源哈。所以这一位这个众生呢，他是在我生命当中呢，他是最慈爱、最珍贵的哈，最具恩惠的，然后。所以呢，同样一个人，如果你用正面的观点去看待他，马上就会不一样。之前呢，你看到这个人的时候，你呢心会一直去名言假例，全部都是这个负面的哈的这个负面的相。然后，那这是因为这个人呢，他对我起嗔恨心啊，对我不好啊，等等这些哈。然后，就是你只要把，就是说这个。他对你的这个不好的这种心呢，就是放下，因为他呢，你会想说他对我不好啊，他批评我、毁谤我这样子啊，那在心中呢，都是这些负面的这些假名安利哈，然后。你为什么会这样想呢？就是因为呢，你这时候你的心呢是与这个自我、与这个我爱执、与呢这个贪着为友的时候，那当有众生这样对待你的时候呢，你就会完全呢，就是由于你跟这个我爱执、自我爱惜、我执呢为友的关系，当有别人就是这样伤害你、对你起嗔恨心、毁谤你、批评你的时候，那时候你就会觉得就受到这个伤害，这是因为你与我爱之为友的缘故哈，然后呢，就好像呢，就是在就是这个党派中间，你会觉得说，哎，我跟他是一伙的这样哈。那所以呢，因此当有人呢伤害到你的自我，当伤害到你的我爱之的时候呢，那你就会呢对这个人呢，就是做这个全面负面的这些假名安利哈，然后而且把这个人呢安利为敌人。那这是因为呢，你的这个我爱执、自我爱惜的这个念头的缘故哈。然后，如果说你的心呢是与这个菩提心为友，或者是与这个大悲心哈，然后这个知足哈为友的话，你放下这种贪着，放下这种我爱执的话，你就不会再就是去假名安利这个敌人哈，你就不会有在这个负面的这些假名安利哈，会讲说这些呢都是不好的这些负面的。你不会再看到这个敌人哈，就是说你呢，或者是呢，你是用 空正见的这种智慧哈，就来观待这个众生的话，你也不会把这个人看成是敌人。如果你是用这种正面的善面的就善念哈来观待这个人的话呢，你都不会产生敌人哈。只有呢，当你的心呢是在这个自我、我爱执，然后贪着当中哈，然后你有这个由于贪着而有分别这样哈，就是说，哎，这个人呢他是会伤害我、会毁谤我的哈。然后你的当你的心与这个自我、我爱执为伍的时候呢，你就会分别就是有这个敌人的这个产生哈。所以呢，我们现在呢有不满虚空那样子那么多的这个原因理由呢，来思考就是被我们讲。假名安立为敌人的这个众生呢，他是呢我们呢三世安乐的一切这个来源哈，然后呢更重要的呢，他是我们呢就是解脱成佛的这个成就的来源哈，所以呢因此这个众生呢，他对我来讲呢真的是最具这个恩惠，而且呢对我来讲是最珍贵的。
So now the next thing, said. So.I would like to say that request this meditation or this the discovering of kindness of others, this how so most precious kind that is sentient beings for us, not only these creatures here today, but what I would like to see to suggest or request is that daily life to fill this with our people in the office, at home, family. So in the street, when we are in the restaurant, all the people in the restaurant, you see, feel you see, the depthless kindness. You see, all my tears and happiness I receive by the kindness. So to feel that same. When we are in the street, people, see animals, dogs, cats, insects that we see in the road, birds around, you see people,everywhere, see, the most precious, most kind in my life, I receive all my happiness from them, you see. So to feel like this in our daily life, kindness of all the sentient beings. So I think, especially the person they, whom we call enemies, so treating the kindness, okay? Treating the kindness, you see, by using this reason that I explained before. So,Then I think it brings so much peace and happiness in your life, in your heart. And you see, your heart is open to everybody, family, people in the office, everywhere, east, west, wherever you are, you see, human beings, non-human beings, even insects, you see, mosquitoes, or, you know, snakes, to everybody, your heart is opened. You see, everybody becomes your family, you know, everybody.Everyone, including insects, you see, everybody become one family, you see, this is what you feel, like how you feel in your family there, everybody so close to you, so close to you, you see, so they feel also, you are very close to them, you feel they are very close to you. So now here, you see, that feeling is extended to the rest of the sentient beings. So become one big family, you see, like that. So the unbelievable peace and happiness, and then, so when you do that,So when you feel like this, you feel that they're close to your heart, to you, you see. Also, then they feel you're close to them. So however, there's no gap between you and them, you see. It's all one family. So this, you know,including the people living this earth, it's one big family. As Swanas often talks that in Dalai Lama, you see, one big family. So like this, you see, so happy, your mind, every day life, your mind, day and night, your mind is so happy. So like this. Now, so everyone is most precious, most kind to you. They're more kinder, not by quality,By kindness, you see, the sentient beings are more kind than Buddha. The sentient beings are more kind than Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Not precious by quality, because Buddha has the highest quality, you see. So, as regards kindness, why? Because Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, Buddha came from sentient beings. I already explained before, Buddha came from Bodhisattva, Bodhisattva came from Bodhicitta, Bodhicitta came from great compassion generated by depending on the obscure, each and every single obscure suffering sentient beings. Now it's very clear, Buddha came from sentient beings, for each and every single sentient beings. So Dharma which came from Buddha came from the sentient beings. Sangha which came from Buddha came from the sentient beings, that whom we take refuge all every day. You see, before we begin any practice, we begin with the refuge of Bodhicitta as a mind practitioner. You see, so with this Buddha Dhamma Sangha, you see, came from sentient beings. So sentient beings is more kinder. So Kadamba Geshe explained that, you see, the ordinary people in the world regard, you see, Buddha Dhamma Sangha more precious than sentient beings. But as Dharma practitioner, you see, then we should regard the sentient beings more precious than Buddha Dharma Sangha. Then you see, ordinary people in the world cherish the eye more than, you see, than others. But Dharma practitioner must cherish others more than oneself. Then the Dharma practitioner, you see, the ordinary people in the world, they seek happiness this life, you see, then seeking happiness of future life. In this life is more important happiness. But Dharma practitioner, you see, should seek the happiness of future life. Happiness of future life is more important than this life happiness. So there are Gautama Geshe, they have advice like this. You see, most effective, you see, advice and practice. And so therefore now, no way we can harm to the sentient beings. No way to harm. Impossible to harm. You see, impossible to get angry to them. Impossible to harm. Impossible to criticize. Anything you see to harm. You see, no way. Only to benefit. Even small happiness you can offer. You see? That's even small comfort, small happiness you can offer is so precious. It's incredible lucky, you know. You're so lucky, you know, humble, you see, to able to offer even small comfort, small pleasure to them, you see, to the sentient beings. It's incredible good luck. So precious. It's something that when you're able to offer small service to a sentient being, even to one sentient being, it's something that makes most happy your life. So now you see Bodhisattva. Now the Bodhisattva, you see, how the mother feel her beloved child. You see, mother cherished her child more than her life. You know, anything best she give to the child. You see, if somebody say a few bad words, you know, criticize to the her child, she get hurt so much. If somebody prays a few good words, sweet words to her, to the child. So, now finish up. Sorry, it took time. If somebody says some nice words to the child, the mother, it makes the mother so happy, unbelievable. So now the Bodhisattva, who cherishes sentient beings most, you see, that's everything for sentient beings. So therefore, now, this sentient being, mosquito, or this person, you see, who's angry to you, however, this is cherished most by Bodhisattva. Cherished most by Bodhisattva. You see, so Bodhisattva, he attained the path to enlighten everything for this sentient being. So now there are numberless Bodhisattvas who cherish this mosquito, this, you see, person, you see. So small harm to this person, to this animal, it harm to the Bodhisattva. So small comfort, small happiness you're able to give this insect, this person, that's the best, what makes most happy the Bodhisattva. Now, same Buddha, One Buddha, you see, the say, cherished most it is sentient beings. So Buddha became achieved enlightenment for the sake of sentient beings. So therefore, the little harm, say, even small harm to sentient being, it harm to them. Even small benefit to them, it's a best offering, small happiness, comfort to them, best offering to the Buddhas, to the numbers of Buddhas. So this is what we have to remember every day, to be aware. So that's all here. So therefore now the liberating, the saving the lives of others. So this now here become unbelievable. You see, say service to them. Then this is the best offering to the numberless Bodhisattvas, numberless Buddhas, all the holy beings. So besides benefit to them. So thank you very much.
那所以呢，在下一点呢，就是要讲的就是说呢，请大家呢，就是要这样子的这个观修哈，就是你要观待这个他人哈，这个众生的这个恩惠呢是很重要，不只是你今天要放生的这些生命哈，就是在这个时候你才念这个众生恩，在你平常的日常生活当中呢，不管你是在你上班的这个公司办公室里面，或者你在家里啊，或者在街上，或者是在餐厅哈，你时时刻刻遇到的众生。 你都要去观待这个众生的这个恩惠，你要去思维，就是我的这个安乐呢，来自于呢，所有的这些众生，不管是你遇到的这些人呐、啊，或者是这路上的猫啊、狗啊、鸟啊，或者是昆虫啊，那就是我三世的一切这个安乐的来源，都是来自于这些众生的恩惠，特别是呢，被你就是安利为叫做敌人的这个人哈，然后。 更要去观他的这个敌人的这个恩惠哈，那就用我们之前所讲的这些原因理由好，然后就是将这个心中哈，就是这样子的原念，这样子的话呢，你去原念之后呢，你的心会变得很快乐，你的心会打开，你会对你的家人、对你办公室里面的这个同事哈，然后。 对任何不管你在国内国外，在哪里遇到的任何的人，或者是昆虫，或者是蛇，或者是人、非人等等家人，你会对他们打开心，你会觉得呢，在跟他们在一起的时候呢，你会觉得大家呢就像是一个大家庭这样子的那么的亲近哈，你就可以把你的这个心伸展延伸到每一个众生哈，你会觉得呢就是你跟他很亲近，他也跟你很亲近哈，世界是没有。 什么分别的世界呢？是一个大家庭，这个是法王达赖喇嘛尊者常常在说的哈，就是这样子的，世界一家这样子的大家庭。那你日日夜夜，你心里都会很欢喜。所以呢，现在呢，你就是去观待呢所有的这些众生，尤其是被你归类为敌人的这个人呢，他对你来说呢是最珍贵、最慈爱的哈，然后。 所以呢，之后我们要去念这个众生恩，而且众生就是对我们的这个恩惠，就是说比这个三宝还要高。这样子讲，并不是讲他的功德证物，当然功德证物是佛法僧三宝比较高，但是我们是以观待这个众生恩念恩来讲，然后以这个观点来说，为什么讲众生的恩惠大于这三宝的恩呢？因为我们前面有讲过，这个像佛法僧三宝，它这佛呢是要来自于菩萨。 菩萨来自于菩提心，菩提心来自于大悲心，大悲心要来自于就是以每一位就是受到这个障碍又受苦的众生的存在，才能够升起大悲心。有大悲心，才会有菩提心，才会有菩萨，才会有佛。所以是以念恩的观点来讲呢，是讲说这个众生的这个恩惠是大于这个三宝的这个恩惠哈。那所有的每一个这个佛法僧三宝，都是来自于每一个受到障碍、受到在受苦的这个众生。 所以，我们每天呢，在念这个皈依佛法僧三宝的时候，我们都应该要如此的去原念这个众生的这个恩惠哈，就是。 他们的恩呢是比这个三宝还要再大的哈。然后再来就是在葛当派的葛西呢，就是有一个教法里面就有讲到，就是说如果是凡夫的话，他会把三宝看得比众生更重要；如果真正的修行的行者，他会把众生看得比三宝更重要；那如果是凡夫呢，他会把自我看得比他人比其他众生重要；但是真正的行者会把这个众生别人看得比自我还要重要。那凡夫呢，会把这个现世的安乐看得比未来世重要，但是真正的这个行者，他呢会就是追求的这个未来世的安乐比追求现世的安乐更重要。所以这个是葛当派格西呢非常重要的这个教法教戒。所以呢现在呢我们这样思维之后，我们完全是没有办法呢，不可能让我们再去伤害任何一个众生，也不可能呢再去对任何去嗔恨任何一个众生，不可能再去批评毁谤任何的众生。我们只有能够去利益众生，就算只是带给众生小小的一个快乐，小小的一个舒适呢，我们都尽可能的提供我们可以供养他们的，就算呢就是很小的这个舒适安乐呢，好，我们也要给他们，因为这个是最好的，这个能够这样做的话会带给我们最好的这个福报哈。就是最就算只是很小小的对众生的一点服务，只要可以让众生呢获得这个快乐获得安乐呢，我们都要去做。因为呢佛菩这个菩萨哈，他们真爱众生，就像一个母亲在钟爱的他的唯一的独子一样。如果有人伤害他的这个母亲最钟爱的独子的话，这个母亲是完全不能忍受的。那如果呢，有人呢对这个母亲所钟爱的独子呢说一些好话，赞叹他的话，或对他的孩子好，这个母亲就会很欢喜哦。所以呢，同样的道理，菩萨呢，他们最真爱的对象就是众生。然后所以呢就是如果说你能够对众生好的话哈，那就是让菩萨最欢喜的哈。然后就算是你所最憎恨的那个人，他仍旧是菩萨最真爱的这个对象哈。而且菩萨不止一位菩萨真爱你嗔恨的那个人，所有的无量菩萨呢对，就是说你嗔恨的那个人，对无量无边的菩萨来说，你嗔恨的那个人都是他们最真爱的对象，不管是蚊子或者是你恨的那个人呢，这个都是呢菩萨呢最真爱的对象。如果你伤害他们的话，就是跟就是像这个刚讲母亲呢，有人害他的孩子的时候，母亲就会一样是受到伤害一样哈。那也是我们伤害众生的时候，菩萨呢也会觉得非常的受伤。那如果你能够去真爱众生，对众生好的话，这也是令这最令这个菩萨欢喜的，这是可以给菩萨的最好的供养。同样的道理，无量的佛呢也是一样，他们最最真爱的呢就是众生。如果你对众生好的话，那就是给这个诸佛呢最好的供养哈，也是最令诸佛欢喜的哈。那所以呢，在此呢，就是我在我们在放生的时候呢，我们去延念呢对这个众生哈，就是念他的恩之外呢，就是能够在这里放生救生哈，这个是给这个众生的不可思议的这个服务哈，也是可以给他们的这个最好的供养哈。那就是在这边呢，谢谢大家。
So I brought Lama Tsongkhapa Tsatsa, made by Lama Tsongkhapa, this stupa that he daily practiced.And here contains Lama Adisha Tsatsa, the Namjalma deity, long life deity made by him, his own hand. And there's Nagarjuna relic, Buddha's relic given by his nurse. So to put it there for circumambulation. So for that. Then again, I would like to thank very much from bottom of my heart for the skies of benefit.The master was sentient beings.
那再来呢？今天仁波切呢有的携带就是宗喀巴大师呢，他以前呢亲自做的这个叉叉，就是这个小的这个佛塔哈。然后呢，以及这个阿底峡尊者呢亲手做的这个小佛塔，然后里面呢包含有这个尊胜佛母的哈，然后还有呢带有这个龙树菩萨的这个舍利子哈。然后就是等一下可以让这些动物呢去绕行哈。那再次的仁波切呢，真的要从内心深处呢来。 来感谢就是海涛法师哈，他能够这样子不断的筹办这样子的这个共修哈放生，那带给众生哈就是无数的这个无量的这个虚空般的这个大利益。那现在仁波切呢，就是供养给这个海涛法师的这个转经轮呢，里面呢是包含有十亿次哈的这个六字大明咒的咒轮在里面的这个转经轮。